I think it'll be my last mother-in-law's messiah. Or the last messiah in which my mother-in-law will sing. I think it's also probably the first messiah that my brother has sung in. And it's also the first messiah I've been to in donkey's years. In fact, so much so that I cannot really remember what was the last messiah I was at. So it's even possible that I've imagined I've been to other messiahs a very long, long, long time ago, and I haven't. So maybe this is my first ever messiah. Okay, I know, like the rest of you,
perhaps,
I know a good deal of the messiah. In fact, I may be silly enough to think I know a good deal, whereas in fact all I know is, "For unto us a child is born," and a few other little popular bits, because I may be about to discover that the messiah that is sung in the concert hall in the university in Limerick, called University Concert Hall, just to be original by way of a name. Where was I at? No, I was letting my tongue run away with myself, really. I'm actually really touched, and, you know, to me, I love the idea that both my mother-in-law and my brother are in the same choir, and that this is a relatively recent thing in the history of our extended family. And to make it even more interesting, I'm driving the car now to meet my father-in-law. So my father-in-law, who can sing, is going to meet his son-in-law, who can't sing, to go to a performance by his wife, my mother-in-law, my brother. But there we are. Over a quick bite of food before going out to the University of Limerick, because that's where it is. It's all physically on the campus of the University of Limerick. In fact, this very sophisticated lecture theatre is also a concert hall. Not sure which it is first, whether it's first and foremost a concert hall and secondly a lecture theatre, or first and foremost a lecture theatre. But if it is first and foremost a lecture theatre, it's the biggest lecture theatre I've ever been in. The greatest performance I have seen in this University Concert Hall Limerick is a four-night performance of Wagner's Ring. Don't ask me how many years ago, but I did write a review of it, which was published, by the way, but that's another story. I wrote it, and it was published in the Limerick Leader, to be exact. Anyway, here we are, heading into the university in Limerick, a university which, when I was growing up, was inconceivable, unimaginable, that Limerick would have a university. I mean, the only places in Ireland that had universities when I was growing up were, of course, Dublin, of course, Cork, and where else? I'm not sure Galway was even on board at the time. You had in Dublin two universities, UCD, University College Dublin, and Trinity College Dublin. Then you had University College Cork, and maybe you had University College Galway. I think you probably did have, but you certainly, all you had was I'll be very, very derogatory, a jumped up technological college, third level education, level institution called National Institute of Higher Education, NIHE, in Limerick. But through the extraordinary efforts, remarkable efforts of a man called Walsh, and he's so familiar to me that I can't remember his first name, Limerick got a university. The man went to the United States, the man lobbied, the man poured his whole life into it and won. He poured his life into it and won. Limerick got a university, and in addition to getting a university, it got the only, I think, full-length Olympic-size swimming pool in Ireland. Got lots of other things as well, because the NIHE, transformed into a university, has been a phenomenal success. I mean, phenomenal. I mean, it has gone from being, you know, kind of a high-quality backwater to being tip-top. I mean, I'm talking about cutting edge in relation to certain elements of its work. And I'm desperately looking for a place to park my car, because otherwise I'm going to be late to meet my father-in-law, and he doesn't do lateness. But it is a bugger trying to park here, because this is so popular. I guess Handel's Messiah is always popular anyway, because it's one of the most accessible pieces of classical music that's ever been composed. I wonder if I could be really devious and park over here in a place I'm not meant to park and get away with it. You know, sod it. You know, life is too short to be worried. We'll park here. Right, so in we go into the acoustics of this place. Find my father-in-law, for whom I'm 1 minute late, and take it from there. Thanks a million. Let's hope Handel's Messiah... My God, by the way, in case you think Handel only wrote the Messiah, he wrote the most gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous operas ever written by anybody, including Julius Caesar, for example. Or in... Oh, well, it doesn't actually matter what other operas Handel wrote. Julius Caesar, if somebody had written Julius Caesar and written nothing else, frankly, they'd have left their mark on history. Running towards Handel's Messiah. My brother's a bass, my mother-in-law's a soprano, and apparently the basses are behind the sopranos. So I don't know who blames who. Here we are, we're going in here. It is an amazing university. It has fabulous lights, Christmas tree lights up all over the place. I'm going to let you hear the buzz in the outside the entrance. I'm not going to play you any of the music. Copyright to the Handel family. We're breaking the community regulations. I'm not here, but...
Hi there.
Good to see you. Great to see you.